The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about policing and public transport because earlier this week, the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, confirmed dedicated transport police is going to be rolled out right across the system. Most notably, officers will have the power of detention and arrest. Dublin Bus has for a long time been calling for a collaborative security measure to be put in place. And Cliona Ní Flaherty is with me, a media and communications manager with Dublin Bus. Cliona, you're welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kieran.
So what did you make of this from the minister? You knew it was coming to a degree.
We knew it was coming, but I have to say it's a really welcome announcement and we strongly welcome it. You know, it's kind of a landmark moment for public transport, I think. A lot of people have been calling for this for quite some time. And I have to say, you know, I'd commend the minister's leadership on listening to those people, listening to the public transport operators, listening to the employees, listening to the trade unions, to put this in place. We were really pleased when we saw the programme for government, but now to see this real life commitment. And it's something that we've been calling for since 2022, you know, and something that we felt was really necessary. And safety and security of our customers and our employees is just something that's absolutely crucial.
So why is it necessary? What's happening?
Well, I think, I mean, I'm sure, you know, you've had people on the show before, and I know some of my own colleagues were on with you. Unfortunately, you know, antisocial behaviour has been on the rise. You know, we've seen a stark rise since 2019 in the incidence of antisocial behaviour right across the city. And like, we didn't wait around, I suppose, for a transport security force to be put in place. We put our own Safer Journeys teams in place back in October 2024 because we felt that to have an additional presence on our services, something we'd never had before, was really, really important. And those Safer Journey teams, they're nearly a year now in existence. Mm-hmm. It was a pilot at the beginning, but we've increased the numbers of them now. There's three teams now working 7 days a week right across services.
And how does that, for people who don't use Dublin Bus and are from Dublin listening in, how does that work? Do they just kind of appear at different stops or...
Yes, so there's three different teams. They work across the north, south and the central corridors 7 days a week. And basically they're there to, I suppose, because one of the really important things I think is reassurance for customers.
Yeah.
They add a reassuring presence. They can go to certain areas that we would deem hotspots. A lot of the data that we'd say if we've a problem in a particular area, we'll send one of the Safer Journey teams out there to, you know, maybe increase patrols on buses in that area. They can assist with drivers if there are issues.
Are they uniformed?
They are uniformed, okay. Absolutely. They have powers of detention, but they don't have powers of arrest, which is why I think it's really welcome to hear Minister O'Brien say that the new public transport security force will have those powers of arrest and detention as well.
And the data then you collected through the pilot project and thereafter, what does that show in terms of the impact when there's a Safer Journey team on the bus?
Well, I suppose when we started with the pilot project, one of the things we were really keen to do was not just start out with a pilot project, but was to get feedback. And we actually publicly went out and we asked customers and we asked stakeholders. And crucially, we asked our own employees, particularly our drivers, to give us that feedback. And I have to say the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive and particularly from the trade unions as well. Mm. And I suppose one of the things we had said, we had seen numbers, I would say incidents of antisocial behaviour since 2019. We had seen them double.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, really, really worrying. In 2024, we had 1,054 incidents of antisocial behaviour. But we're seeing that they're plateauing now, which is really, really good.
And plateauing across all services? Or is that driven by the Safer Journey teams? That there's a, you know, they're continuing to rise on the services that, you know, they don't appear on, they dip on the services they do.
Plateauing across the board,
okay.
Really. Now, do we still have challenges? Absolutely. But I think if you put it in the context, right, we carried 159 million people last year across the greater Dublin area. So if you look at that, that's just shy of 500,000 passenger journeys every day. So to have 1,054 incidents, you know, it's relatively low given the size and scale of the operation. But what we would always say internally, look, one incident is one incident too many. And, you know, and that's why we really are, I suppose, so welcoming of the fact that the security transport force is now going to come in. And I think the focus now is on when. When will that be implemented? When will it come on board? And in Dublin Bus, certainly we are open and willing to be really active in that and to bring our insight and our experience to the table with all the other transport operators who, to be fair, have the same insight and the same experience as we do.
What category of behaviour have you seen the biggest rise in? I mean, is it kind of people who are inebriated or intoxicated, be it drink or drugs? Is it violence?
It's a whole range, to be perfectly honest with you. Okay. You know, if you were to take the breakdown of that 1,054, it can be stone throwing. Stone throwing can be, you know, a big problem.
Yeah.
And I think
that's increased as well post 2019.
Yeah, stone throwing has increased. And it kind of it happens in certain areas and it can move around. You know, and it's a big issue in terms of it's unsafe, number one. But if you look at the effect it has on the passenger then who's disrupted, but also then on the cost to us, we have to take that bus out of service and fix it if there's an issue. So you can range from stone throwing to verbal abuse. We have had drivers, unfortunately, who've been spat at. It can be people with substance abuse issues on the bus. Theft. I mean, it's a really wide range, really.
And the stone throwing, I assume that's, you know, when we hear about buses maybe not going down certain roads or into certain neighbourhoods, that's usually the issue there, is
absolutely
it, these stone throwing incidents?
Yeah, stone throwing can be a problem. And I think we've worked an awful lot with An Garda Síochána, who I have to say give us, you know, huge help and support, I'd say, on a daily basis, in relation to areas where we have stone throwing. So what we have in place is we have a protocol that we've put in place with our trade unions, which we worked with the trade unions on, and the employees and the Gardaí. And if we have an area whereby we have some difficulties with stone throwing and it's deemed unsafe, if it reaches a threshold, we'll say, we will curtail the bus. And for maybe an hour,
yeah, how
2
does that,
hours.
How does that work? So in terms of, let's say it happens, you're on the 40 going down the Finglas Road. I give that this example because that's the bus I used to get into town.
Yeah.
So, and stones get thrown at it. If the drivers say, listen, we're not driving down that road anymore.
Well, that's why we have the protocol in place. And the protocol is an agreement between the trade unions and ourselves and the drivers that when it reaches a certain threshold, that we make the decision that we have to pull the bus
out. So the trade unions recognise this and it could be a once off. So we'll acknowledge that you can't just pull the plug immediately. But if it keeps happening, we're
absolutely
gone.
Absolutely. And that's how it goes. So, it varies. You could take a bus out for 40 minutes, an hour. Unfortunately, there are times when the bus has to be taken out for the rest of the evening. And again, a decision that's not taken lightly. We don't want to do that. And we'll maybe stick, if it's on a certain road, we'll stick to the main corridor to try and give some service to that area. Mm. But as I say, you know, it's done for the safety and security of the passenger, but also for the employee as well. You know, we have to be cognizant of that at all times.
So have you had any feedback then from the department in terms of the size and scale of this dedicated transport police and how it'll compare, say, to the three teams you have working at the moment on the Safer Journeys?
Well, my understanding from listening to the Minister during the week is that it's going to be a national transport security force and that they'll be uniformed, that they will have the powers of arrest and detention, kind of similar to the airport police. The details of how it's all going to work, I think, are the thing that has to be worked out now. But I think there's a really positive opportunity here for us all. And I think, I mean, there is a public transport safety group which works through the Department of Transport and all the right stakeholders are on that. Mm. And that's been working, you know, in the background for the last while. We're on it ourselves, as are all the other public transport operators. The trade unions are on it, the Department of Transport and the National Transport Authority, whose responsibility it will be for bringing this to, and inputting this. So I think, you know, how quickly now we can get to that implementation. Obviously, there's legislation that has to be, you know, drawn up and gotten through the houses, but also quickly the recruitment process. You know, that's really important, recruiting the right people. And, you know, we'd be saying, let's start that as soon as possible, because once you get them recruited, obviously, then there's training and all of the different processes that have to come.
Yeah, one wonders whether that might be the kind of the sticking point for a time, given the recruitment issues with An Garda Síochána and others. We'll have to wait and see. Will the Safer Journeys team, do you imagine, for a time work in tandem with them, or will they be wound down immediately as soon as we have a transport police?
Well, I suppose all that's to be worked out, but I'd hope, you know, they would be working in tandem with them. I mean, we always said with the Safer Journeys team when we were bringing them out that, you know, we had to react, we had to respond, and we did, but also that they weren't the silver bullet either. You know what I mean? They weren't going to overnight reduce all incidents of antisocial behaviour. So I think, you know, a lot of the other public transport operators have their own private security personnel as well. So that's all to be worked out as to how they'll work in tandem. And obviously, An Garda Síochána will continue working with us and each of the transport operators as they do, providing that assurance as well. But I think it's positive news and there's a lot of good work that'll be done.
Can I ask about Bus Connects as well?
Yes.
So with the news, this was just yesterday I was reading about the work beginning on the 12 dedicated bus corridors.
Yes.
So these are separate from like all the bus lanes we already have. These are kind of, how are they separate? How is this different?
These are new. These are new, and I suppose that's something else. It's great to have two big pieces of news to welcome in the week. It's
and
very
when we say
positive.
They're new, I mean, we're widening roads, or are they going to be kind
they're
of
going to be, they're going to be
separate?
Core bus corridors,
okay.
Yes. They're part and parcel, I suppose. Bus Connects is the overarching project, and these are one of the projects underneath it. And my understanding is, again, it's a National Transport Authority project. But I mean, they're, you know, a bus corridor is an absolute game changer for anyone who takes the bus. And it's a game changer for us in terms of operating bus services, because, you know, they're not a nice to have. They're absolutely essential. And anybody listening who gets the bus into town or drives into town will know what the congestion is like in Dublin City. And they'll know the variability of the congestion. It changes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, the days are never the same. So core bus corridors, that's what they provide. They provide continuous priority for the bus. So they give you that frequency, they give you the reliability, they give you the punctuality, but they also give you the certainty about the time of your journey. So if you take a certain bus on that core bus corridor into town every day, you can be certain, I'll make that appointment, I'll get into work on time, I'll meet that person on time. So they're an absolute game changer, and they can't happen fast enough as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, and in terms of speed, and I appreciate this isn't a Dublin bus project, it's an NTA project. So this is the first, that others will come on stream at other dates. I mean, how big a project or how long a project is this?
I'm not sure the full time scale of it. I know that there are 12 of them, but I think there's an urgency really to get to get them going and get, you know, any issues that there are there with judicial reviews to get that sorted.
All right. Well, listen, Cliona, thanks a million for coming in to us. Cliona Neifarta is Media and Communications Manager with Dublin Bus.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.